Why is it important to ask for and accept help? Caring for someone can be hard, time-consuming, and stressful. As a caregiver, you are at increased risk of emotional, mental, and physical health problems. You may feel stress, anger, anxiety, depression, fatigue, loneliness, and uncertainty. Caregivers need help. Some caregivers find it difficult to ask for help. You may feel embarrassed or like you are imposing on others. But getting caregiver help is important, for both for you and the person you are caring for. Help often enables caregivers to continue providing care. Accepting help from others can help you succeed. How can others help me with caregiving? Prepare a list of things that need to be done and update it as care needs change. There are lots of ways people can help caregivers. When someone offers to help, let them. Ask them to. Emotional support. Spend time with the patient so you have time to take care of yourself. You need time for yourself each day. Give you a chance to talk through any feelings you have of anger, anxiety, sadness, fatigue, fear, and loneliness. Find a family member or friend that you can talk to. Help you find help if you're struggling with stress, overload, substance abuse, or other issues. Consider a counselor, social worker, or minister. Spend time with your family and get out of the house if possible. Take a walk. Have a positive attitude. It is catching. Stay social if you can. A quick lunch, going to church, daily chores and activities. Help shop for groceries, medications, or supplies. Prepare meals for your family, or help you plan meals, if appropriate. Age consider meals on wheels. Keep track of the patient's medications and refills. Direct patient care, such as help with bathing. Help with yard work, dishes, laundry, and other household chores. Help with transportation, including driving or organizing rides. Consider community transportation. Walk or feed your pet. Exercise with you, even if it is just a short walk. You need regular exercise. Sit with the patient. Help sort and pay bills. Look for resources in your community. Case managers may be able to help coordinate the patient's care, such as home care, communications, keep other family and friends in the loop so they know when the patient needs change, help you make a list of questions for the patient's healthcare providers. Organize a family meeting so you can talk about tasks, what might be helpful, and update them on the patient's care needs. Take the lead in writing and sharing the caregiver help plan and or keeping it up to date. Money. Help with insurance, including figuring out coverage, getting any needed pre-approvals, and keeping track of payments, reimbursement, and communications. Research any prescription assistance and other financial aid programs. Seek financial assistance and counseling in the community. Other. Help you research options and understand what to expect. Make sure the patient's home is safe for you and the patient, rugs, bars in the bathroom. Assist you with finding legal aids to address advance directives or living wills. Show your gratitude for the help you receive. When and how do I ask for help? It is never too early to ask for help. If you can, ask before you need it. This has the added benefit of giving others time to plan. If you constantly refuse help, people will stop asking and will not be there when you really need help and want it. Start by asking the person you're taking care of to help you make a list of friends, family, and anyone else who might lend a hand. Do not overlook people you may not know well. People at your church, school, or work may want to help. Next, call the people on your list and ask if they are willing to pitch in. Even if you do not end up needing their help, it will be good to know it is there just in case. Remember that many people do want to help, but do not know what they can do. Tell them exactly what you would like.